This episode of Continuing Mission is brought to you by the wonderful patrons of Trek FM who support us through Patreon. If you love Star Trek discussion, visit patreon.com/trekfm to find out how you can help and even become a part of the team. That's patreon.com/trekfm, and we thank everyone for their support.
Hey everyone, I'm Rod Roddenberry, and you're listening to Trek FM.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Continuing Mission, our look at the ways in which fans are keeping Star Trek alive. I'm your host, Dennis Castello, and the primary focus of this show is on the fan series, or independent productions, that tell new stories set in the Star Trek universe. In this episode, I'm joined by producer Richard Wells, teacher and writer Christina Morris, and Keely Sanchez, a high school student and actor, to discuss the fan film series Starship Grissom. Starship Grissom is unique in my knowledge in that it's an educational film as well as a Star Trek adventure. Written by teachers, the episodes of Starship Grissom are intended to not only entertain, but to provide lessons in STEM topics as well as art and social studies. Richard, Christina, and Keely are speaking from a community library in their hometown, so you're likely to hear some background noise on their end from time to time, but I think the unique nature of their project more than makes up for it. So let's take the turbo lift to the briefing room and begin our discussion with Richard, Christina, and Keely of Starship Grissom. Welcome to Continuing Mission, and thank you very much for being here with me. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Richard Wells. I'm the director and producer of Starship Grissom.
I'm Christina Morris. I am one of the writers of Starship Grissom, and I'm a teacher.
I'm Keely Sanchez, and I play Cadet Riley Strong.
So why don't you give me a little bit of a thumbnail of what Starship Grissom is?
Well, Starship Grissom, first, it's a Star Trek fan film. But our show, our whole series, is geared toward education. It's designed so, it's written by teachers, and designed so teachers and educators can download it and use it in their classrooms. And each episode accompanies lesson plans and a wide range of subjects that each relate back to the episode, and pre-made lesson plans that teachers can use in their classrooms as well.
That sounds fantastic. It's a really unusual kind of a fan film. I'm very happy that you guys decided to come on Continuing Mission and share this with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Let's get started with some information about you. We'll dive into your background. So each of you in turn, tell me a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, what your day job is, what you do when you're not making Star Trek fan projects.
Well, I've lived in Oklahoma all my life, around the Oklahoma City area. And my day job is I do sound at concerts. So it's pretty much a weekend job. I go to different concerts and festivals around the state and mix the bands.
I am a teacher. I've taught for 15 years, and I've done a variety from 6th grade through 12th grade, anywhere from special education to regular ed classroom. I'm a mother of three, and this is just a fun little gig for me to do on the side and get back revved up about teaching again.
Great.
And then I'm also from Oklahoma, and I go to school. I'm still in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm also a lifeguard, and then I pick up acting jobs when I can.
So you're also an actress or an actor?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you become Star Trek fans? What first brought you into Star Trek fandom? And also, we'd like to ask, what was your first Trek?
Well, I'm old enough. It was obviously TOS. I've watched it as a kid, and I've always been a Star Trek fan. And then I got involved in Starbase Studios, which is where we kind of dreamed up the idea of making this educational project.
I've watched it since I was a kid, but I think mine were reruns. But I did watch it growing up with my mom because that was something she liked to do too. So I always thought, wow, I want to be on a spaceship. I want to be a green girl. Well, you know, when you're a kid, you want to be green. I want to be green. So
I loved Next Generation. That was the one I watched all the time, like on Saturday mornings. But I did like the TOS.
So that was your favorite, was TNG with Captain Picard, not Voyager with Captain Janeway?
Oh, come on. Borg is cool.
That's true.
Borg is cool.
Okay, I agree with that.
Did you, and this is going to be, of course, it's going to be different for each of you, I expect, because you've got a wide range of ages there, but did you have a group of Trek friends growing up who shared your fandom? Were you kind of alone in the wilderness, so to speak, kind of the sole Trek fan in your little group of friends?
No, growing up, I was only the sci-fi geek that I knew about. Not until I became an adult that I meet other geeks.
Oh, I totally like sci-fi stuff, so I was always into it. My friends weren't. Most girls aren't, usually. But, you know, when you're a little girl and go, I want to watch Star Trek, or I want to watch Star Wars, or that's not usually the girl thing, but nowadays it is, and that's cool.
Yeah. I got into it by my parents. I didn't really have any friends that were really sci-fi freaks like I am, but, yeah.
So, for you, Keely, what was it about Star Trek that... that kind of interested you? Because I know that a lot of times the things that our parents like are almost, that's a reason not to, for us not to like it, you know?
Yeah.
So what was it about TNG?
It was different than any of the other shows I've watched. And I don't know, the whole space thing always interested me. And just the characters in the show, I really, really liked.
Christina, what about you?
Oh, I just thought it would be fun to do something that I always saw as a kid, especially when I got to go to the studio the first time.
Oh, you did?
I was like, oh my gosh, it's real. I'm in the chair. How cool is this? You know, it's just a nice, fun opportunity. You get to live your childhood a little bit.
Great.
Yeah.
And Richard?
I was exploring new worlds, strange new worlds, and seeking out life on other planets. I just thought, you know, being an explorer, traveling through space, that'd be the ultimate job.
Sci-fi was pretty new back then, so it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And of course, there was always...
The special effects were cool.
There was always that terrible chance that you're going to die every week.
Red shirt.
Yep.
Keely, you're wearing red.
Oh, no. It's my week
Good
to
thing
go.
This is not video.
When did you first get the idea about creating... Starship Grissom. When did that come about, and how did it start to gel?
Well, ever since we started the studio, I've always thought that it was such a unique place. Like, there's only three of them in the United States, and ours is the only one that's open up just for anybody that wants to come see it or shoot their own show. I always thought that there ought to be something more community involved we should be able to do with it. So trying to do educational shows was one of my ideas. And I talked to my cousin, who's also a teacher and the lead writer. His name is Tracy Wallace. And I gave her, you know, told her about the idea, and she said, "Let me talk to my friends, and I'll get back with you." And then a few months later, I got a phone call that says, "Okay, we have episode one ready. When you're ready to shoot," I thought, "Oh crap! I guess I gotta, you know, produce a fan film."
Wow, that's fantastic! It's not often that happens that you talk to a writer and they just come back with a finished script. Next thing you know.
Pretty much like that. I was just almost out of the blue. I was not expecting her to get back with me like that.
So as far as Starship Grissom goes, who are your main collaborators? Is there anyone that isn't here you want to give a shout out to or recognize for it's probably a big list. But is there anybody in particular?
Well, we have Tracy Wallace, Jennifer Free, David and Kelly Thornburg. They are the writer team with me, of course. But we couldn't do any of this without our cast, so.
Yeah, we have a great cast. A few great people that work behind the scenes. Keely's mother, Jill Sanchez. We could not do this show without her help.
And this is a big collaborative thing. I mean, everybody's done something.
And we have Scott here, the other owner, who does lights for us.
All right, so let's go into the actual episodes themselves and the project itself. It's designed to be an educational tool. So who came up with that idea? You already touched on it a little bit. Who came up with that idea, and what's the approach that you use to bring actual education, science education, into the scripts?
Well, the original idea of doing education in the Star Trek show was mine. But, you know, the ideas I had were actually much different than how Starship Grissom was going. The idea behind Starship Grissom came from our teachers, who are the writers.
Yeah, we all work together trying to make sure that every episode you can pull a science, a math, a history, a writing, a reading, social skills, art, you know, everything can be pulled from that one episode every single time.
Interesting.
You know, each one of us has our forte of the subject matter we teach, and we pull it all together, and hey, this scene would be great if we added it in a little bit of this, because that could be a segue into this art activity that I have planned that would be great for this kind of thing. So we go off of each other's strengths and build the script.
That's fantastic. How many episodes have you made, or are you still working on your first one?
We have three filmed. We are still working on the first one, which we hope to have done real soon. As a matter of fact, we just booked a teacher's conference 2 weeks from Sunday, where we're going to have the first premiere, Finished or Not.
So, oh, wow.
But we're getting very close to getting the first episode done and online.
The fourth episode is almost completed for the writing, and we should be able to film that soon. And then it's just a matter of doing the next four episodes.
So in TV speak, you have three episodes in the can, three episodes that are in post, and one episode that's in pre-production.
Correct.
What's the intention? Once the episodes are finished, what's the intention? Are you going to just put them on their website? Are you going to, you're hoping other classrooms, other teachers across the country use them? What's the intention?
Yeah, they'll all go on the website. So all of the videos, each lesson plan has a video introduction that goes to it, and then there's all the lesson plans. They'll all be hosted on our website on one page where teachers can access them easily. And then we're going to put it out as a fan film and as an educational tool as well. So you know, we'll be trying to just reach Star Trek fans and teachers anywhere.
I think we're going to use our school as a guinea pig and see if we can get everybody to do it in their first hour and see how it actually fly, get some feedback.
Sounds great. What have the productions been like? The actual on-the-set experience, what's that been like?
Keely is the only one here who has actually had professional film experience before we started.
The shooting days have been really, they've been pretty good. The location where we shoot at doesn't have like air conditioning or like a heat source, so sometimes you're either really, really hot or really, really cold, but it's just something you kind of have to adapt to. Is that the right word I can use?
Just smile and keep going.
Yeah, you gotta act. But yeah, it's been...
Or die if you're a red shirt and keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you did have an air conditioner, you'd have to turn it off once sound was rolling anyway.
Yep, that's true.
The green room has air conditioning.
It does, yeah. We go take breaks in this one room in between takes.
10 by 10 room.
Yep.
The infamous green room, yes. What's been your favorite part of the endeavor? This making a film is kind of new to both of you, and what do you think is your favorite part of the process?
Of shooting these episodes, probably, is getting to be on the set, honestly. And then the people that I've worked with, they're really good people, and really, really talented, especially the writers. The script is really good, I think. So yeah, just overall meeting new people, and getting a new experience, because I haven't honestly been on a set like this before.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed, the creativity. Because, you know, usually with teaching, you have standards, you have past skills, you have Common Core, you have all the other things, you know, STEM, everything that they throw at you. And we're covering all of those things in every episode. But now we're being able to do it in a real creative, fun way. And it's kind of giving energy and life back into the teaching. It's not the same old. It's, well, how do I teach this concept, but do it in Star Trek ease? Or how do I fit it in that world? And that just... kind of makes it a little more fun again. It brings back that spark.
That's fantastic. So when it comes to the writing, are you, how do you write? Do you write together like in a writer's room, or do you go off separately and write the scripts individually?
Oh no, it's usually all of us in a room, either Tracy's living room, my living room. We've done it in Tracy's classroom. We've done it in my classroom. We just all get together and go, okay, what was our general idea? Okay, now let's break it down from there. And we just, you know, outline it, plot it, and then we just go from the beginning. Okay, how does the conversation go? And we'll just go straight through from beginning to end.
How do you like that process, personally?
I like it. I like when it flows. when you separate things up with different people doing different parts and you bring it back together, we've noticed things were choppy and, you know, trying to make them all hook back in and the sound isn't the same or, you know, the Star Trek ease isn't right. And but when you have all the minds together working, you just kind of make it all flow. And there's everybody there to fill in whatever gaps somebody else's idea might be missing. Well, that's great, but let's add in this. Oh, but in Star Trek words, it would be this. And doing it together makes it flow.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's been my experience, a collaborative writer's room kind of thing. I mean, it just seems like when you have a good group of people together, the good ideas just kind of bounce off each other like a chain reaction. It's really a lot of fun. What have you learned that you didn't know before you started this? Also, what did you learn that really surprised you?
All the rules in Star Trek. There's more to the Star Trek world than I thought, isn't there, Keely?
Yeah, yep.
It's, wait a minute, they wouldn't say that, or that's not proper Klingon.
Yeah,
or...
like the different terms you have to learn and know how to pronounce. And,
oh, yeah, that's not how that's pronounced. I'm so sorry. I'm doing it phonetically, but you just go ahead and tell me how it should sound. Okay, that's great.
So what's been the single greatest challenge that you've had making the project?
Oh, geez. I think it's getting people together.
Yeah. Everybody in the same place at the same time.
Different schedules, trying to work around.
You know, picking a day and then everybody showing up for that day. And
the usual volunteer trouble, yeah.
So we have some that have to really check in for it, so scheduling can be an issue.
Sure, sure. And organizing volunteers can be like herding cats a little bit.
And Keely isn't getting any younger, so we got to hurry up.
Yeah, we got to get 4 more episodes in before she grows up and gets married and moves away.
Yep. Yeah. And then I get really tan, and then I lose my tan, and then I get tan. So that's hard, too, sometimes.
We'll blame that on lighting.
Blame it on lighting.
Yep.
Yeah, continuity issue.
See, that doesn't matter when you're a green girl, see, because you're just green.
I should just turn into
or Andorian blue.
Start go back and reshoot everything?
Yep. Yep.
No, your mom said no. She's saying no.
All right, then we talked about the single greatest challenge. Let's flip it around and let's find out what's your single greatest joy or the most fun part of making these projects.
Boy, that's a hard one. Seeing everything come together, I think. I guess because we're an educational project, we really had a bunch of great actors come out and audition. So we've got just a great bunch of people. With one exception or something. A great bunch of people. Everybody gets together and it's like, you know, we can get through, you know, 10 or 12 pages in a day, which is, you know, like remarkable if I understand for filming. But everything just seems to click with all the casts. So it's really fun getting the people together and everything just working.
Oh, I think the fun part was because of our little writing, our ideas, you've got a transporter room, you've got a sick bay, you're going to have a shuttlecraft, and you're just adding on and on and on in your studio.
It might be fun for you. You don't have to build it and store
it. I'll come up with some more ideas.
So, Christina, you don't get the pushback from the producers?
I go, we can figure it out.
Yeah, she's actually buffered from that part of it.
I get to be removed. I made the costumes, or a majority of the costumes. So I'm like, I did my share.
Where do you want to take it? Where do you want to go with this project?
Well, we have 8 episodes scheduled for this first season.
Yeah.
And you know, that's really all we have planned. Once that's over, it's really going to depend on people. You know, if Keely wants to stick with the project or not. It's, you know, just a lot of variables, whether we keep going with Grissom or we start up another educational project. So it's really not certain yet.
I guess it depends on how well everybody takes to it, what the response is.
Have you had any reactions so far?
Yeah, so far, everybody that we, you know, actually even told about it, you know, teachers and fans, or, you know, like, whatever, they all have come back and says, you know, what an excellent idea. You know, it's just... trying to, you know, using Star Trek as a teaching tool is just, you know, what Gene Roddenberry would have wanted. You know, there are all sorts of compliments like that. So
it'd be cool to hear from the original cast and see what they thought.
So Keely, you want you have acting experience and you want to be an actor. Is that your goal, is to continue on with an acting career?
Yes. I want to get into the film part of it, like the behind the camera part.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm actually going to Votech right now for film production. But yes, I also want to continue with my acting career.
Okay. Is there any aspect of filmmaking that you're especially interested in? Is it cinematography? Is it editing? Is it directing?
I really like directing, but I'm also really getting into the editing.
Oh, you are? That's my field. I'm an editor. That's cool. That's, well, writing and editing are the two that deal with story the most. Seems like you would be a natural as a director as well, because the number one job of a director is getting performance. You know, there's somebody on the set that can, you have an expert on the set to help you with pretty much every single other aspect of filmmaking. But the one thing the director is solely responsible for is getting the performances from their actors.
Yeah.
So as an actor yourself, you kind of have a leg up over, say, other DPs or editors or others, writers perhaps, who want to become directors.
Yeah.
Christina, what school do you teach at? Did you mention it before?
I teach at Highland East Junior High in Moore, Oklahoma. So I'm the eighth grade language arts teacher.
And how many teachers are associated with the project?
We have four teachers and a teacher assistant.
Oh, great. Wow, so it's quite a big number of volunteers.
And they range from anywhere from science to math, English to special education, so gifted and talented. So we kind of throw it all in there together, and we're hitting all the highs, lows, and in-betweens.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to tell me or tell our listeners about your project?
It'll be a lot of fun. I think if you guys watch it, I think you'll get kind of sucked in. The story is a good storyline. The acting is good. The costumes are great. The scenery and sets are awesome. Everybody comes together, and it's actually something to almost, I'm not going to say it's just like the original, because it's not, but it's still really a good script compared to other ones that we've seen. So I think that'll suck everybody in.
What advice would you have for fans who are thinking of starting their own Star Trek fan project? So Keely, you've been an actor, you've been in production on the set, and Christina, you've written scripts, and Richard, working as a producer. What advice would each of you have to fans that are thinking about doing their own project?
I'd say for the actors, really do your research. Like, they probably already watch the shows, but really get in depth about watching the actors as they play their characters. I really think about, like, the struggles they went through, about how they were figuring out their character, and just really, I don't really know, getting into your character, honestly.
And that goes along with the research. I mean, if you're going to write, you know, Star Trek, then you need to know Star Trek ease. You need to learn all the different things. You can't just write a script and go, here it is. And you give that to the wrong Star Trek person and they're going to eat you alive and go, wait a minute, this is not right. I'll tell you exactly when this has happened and that's not supposed to, and this person's related to whom. And you got to do your background research.
Sure, yeah.
I would say, you know, lots of planning ahead. Get your team together and everything before you even start, you know, looking for your actors and everything. I kind of did everything backwards since it was kind of a surprise to me. And just,
sorry.
You know, put the team together as we went along. So, you know, and then once we had, you know, filming in the can, I didn't have the team together for editing or, you know, post-production. And so it's been slowed us down quite a bit trying to get all that together. So, yeah, have everything thought out, have your team put together before you jump in feet first.
I'd also say get a team that you work well with, too, because
oh, yeah,
if you're working with people who are just, you know,
you're gonna
clashing the whole time, it's not going to work.
Yeah, that's not good. That stops your acting, that stops your directing, that stops your writing, that, and then you just have big fights, and then it's all done.
Yeah, that's good advice. Excellent advice all around. All right. So where can our listeners go if they want to learn more about Starship Grissom?
You can go to our website is grissom.starbasestudios.net. Or you can just go to starbasestudios.net and look on the education page and find links to Starship Grissom. Or the Facebook page, Starship Grissom, or the Facebook page, Starbase Studios.
Any Twitter handles or anything else you want to get out there to potential viewers?
Starship Grissom. Is it Starship Grissom?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have Twitter.
Mom's checking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's just at Starship Grissom. And the S is capitalized and the G is capitalized.
So when can we expect to see episode one? Do you have a date yet?
First episode, I'm hoping really soon. Like I said, we're doing a premiere in about 2 weeks, but it's not going to be quite complete at that premiere. So hopefully, this school year anyway.
That'd be fun to do in May after testing.
Okay, yeah. So we got our fingers crossed for May. I've got a really great post-production team on board now, and we're hitting it really hard trying to get it done.
So we'll look for it to hit the internet in May.
Fingers crossed.
We'll say May.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on board Continuing Mission. It's been fantastic talking with all three of you today about Starship Grissom.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Wow. Between Starbase Studios with their TOS-era sets that are open to any fan group that wants to shoot there, and Starship Grissom using Star Trek to teach science and art, those fans from Oklahoma are really elevating the Star Trek fan scene. I wish them all the luck in the galaxy. But Starship Grissom isn't the only thing we've been talking about on Trek FM this past week. So here's a sample of some of our other shows on the network.
Previously on Trek.fm, Literary Treks.
It is very much every one of the characters, who finds themselves sort of pulled into the conflict that's at the heart of this story. They are reacting to a fear of the other.
Meta Treks.
He gets all the way over to me and he goes, "Well, if it isn't Manu, blah, blah, blah." And then he elbows me and he winked. And I immediately felt like I was a part of the team and it was Uncle Eastwood. And, it was a great way for him to just welcome me to the set,
The Ready Room.
And they'll scare two of their friends and they'll scare two of their friends. And before you know it, everyone's afraid.
Now that sounds like a pyramid scheme of fear, Zachary.
Pyramid scheme of fear. I love it.
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
Check out these shows and find out what we're talking about in your favorite corner of the Star Trek universe and beyond. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're an Apple user, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That helps us out greatly and makes it easier for other listeners to find the show as they search iTunes. If you're not an Apple user, we've got you covered as well. You can find our shows on Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Windows Phone, and of course, you can stream and download the MP3 file from our website and grab the RSS link as well. Another way you can help us keep all of our shows coming to you each week is to become a patron of the network on Patreon. If you visit patreon.com/trekfm, that's patreon.com/trekfm, you'll find our current goals and different milestone contribution levels, along with all the great perks we have for you. Those perks include early access to content, exclusive content, producer credits, seats on our content development team, and more. We really appreciate any support you can give us and hope you'll join the team. Again, you'll find all the details at patreon.com/trekfm. If you'd like to contact us with feedback or suggestions for the show, or if you have a fan project that you would like to discuss with us, you can contact us in several different ways. You can use the form at trekfm/contact. You can also leave us a voicemail. Look in the sidebar on the Continuing Mission show page at trekfm, or go to speakpipe.com/trekfm. Our Twitter handle is @trekfm. We can be found on Facebook at trekfm. Or you can join the discussion on Trek FM's listeners-only group on Facebook called The Babel Conference. Type The Babel Conference, B-A-B-E-L, into the search field on Facebook or go to our website at Trek FM and click Discussion on the menu bar. The Babel Conference is a closed group, but if you ask to join, we'll let you right in and you can join the discussion. We also invite you to leave a rating and a review of Continuing Mission on iTunes. We'd love to hear your feedback and suggestions for the show. I can always be found on the Babel Conference on Facebook, and my Twitter handle is @DennisCastello. We'd like to acknowledge the rest of the Trek FM team, without which this or any of our podcasts would not be possible. C. Brian Jones, our founder and publisher of Trek FM, executive producers Charlene Schmidt, Matthew Rushing, and Norman Lau, Aaron Harvey, the Trek FM's art director, Will Wynn, our content manager, and Richard Marquez, our production manager. Thanks for joining us, and see you on the next mission. Thank you.